Hi, it's Lorne here. I just have a question on storing up treasure in heaven for ourselves. How will we use that treasure in eternity is a challenging question that a lot of people have posed to me. Just wondering what your comments would be on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, it's not, the scripture doesn't really fill us in on that. What does it mean to have treasures in heaven? It's something of value that we have and enjoy, but what will we need? You know, surely it's not like you'll have sufficient food. I mean, we'll all have sufficient food, and surely it's not that you'll be happier because won't we all be entirely happy, you know, when we're with the Lord. But it may be what Paul says when he talks about believers being his crown. You know, there are the crowns that are rewards in Scripture, the crown of life, and the crown of rejoicing, and all for faithful acts done on the earth. And then he says to the Philippians, you are my joy and my crown. And so perhaps the treasures in heaven will be the experience of, or part of them, will be the experience of special relationships with those who, due to our faithfulness, our financial stewardship, and particularly our giving, who we have generously touched with the gospel, with food and medicine, and who will, in the terms of Luke 16, welcome us into their houses in the kingdom. And then that expression is actually used in that passage related to a steward. So I think that there, a lot of it will be in the wealth of our relationship with God. Well, how will that differ? Both Spurgeon and before him Edwards used the same analogy, and I think it's an interesting one, where they say everyone's jar will be full in heaven, full of happiness, full of glory, full of wonder, full of gratitude, but that some jars will be larger than others, so that everyone is fully rejoicing, but some joy will be deeper, greater, wider in the sense, more of it in the sense that they used their time on earth so that the treasures in heaven would be, in essence, the larger capacity to enjoy the grace of God, though everyone will enjoy it fully, a larger ability and therefore more to experience. That's about as close as I can get, because scripture just really does not lay out an answer to that.
So would that also, in your opinion, include rulership and these sorts of positions on the new earth?
Yes, I think so. And that one is more tangible because you've got the stewardship parables with been faithful and little, I'll put you over much, put over five cities, put over 10 cities. And we actually do literally see that there are cities on the new earth. We know this, first of all, Jerusalem is a city, but there's the new Jerusalem. But we also have other passages, including the end of Revelation 21, where the kings of the nations of the earth will bring their treasures or their splendors into the new Jerusalem, presumably to lay them at the feet of Christ, who's on the throne. And so that would suggest that these treasures or splendors have some tangible aspect to it, but certainly rulership, governing, saints having dominion over the earth, that is a tangible difference, that some will be granted. Having been faithful in the little, will be put over more in the life to come because of their faithfulness financially and other ways in this life.
Just want to say thank you for your writing and your ministry. You've impacted me personally to a large extent, and I think it's the gift that the Lord has given you to expose Scripture, because that's the power of reading your book, Money, Possessions, and Eternity, and the book on heaven as well. Just the way you've exposed the scripture brings it out so clear. So just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you so much for that. That means a lot to me.